NFL playoffs, wild card, picks, predictions, and locks.
We've been rolling all season with a 75% accuracy. And now we got four more locks for this wild card weekend. This episode of the Beam Pod is presented by BlockBet.
BlockBet offers the best combination of crypto gambling and sports betting, significant bonuses, and has global media branding awareness via their official partnership with the UFC.
Here's how to join BlockBet while receiving the maximum bonus and rewards.
Using our exclusive Beanstalk promo code, you can sign up now and receive a 200% deposit match bonus of up to $500 and 50 free spins on Gates of Olympus.
And if you deposit 50 block or more, you will receive 50 additional free spins on Sweet Bonanza.
We've been making a ton of money using BlockBet, and now you can too. Welcome to Beanstalk Bets. This is Shane, aka Jolly Green.
And this is Josh, aka Nifty.
All right, we just finished up a very successful season betting on NFL spreads on this channel. Our first year, I think our success rate for spreads for the entire of 2024 season was over 70, maybe 75%. That is extremely profitable.
Yeah.
We've come up with a bit of an interesting way looking at different stats of how to bet on football. And anyone who's following this show and following our picks has made a ton of money. And guess what? We are ready to do it again, all NFL playoffs, starting with four locks for this wildcard weekend.
All right, let's jump right into it. We have the Eagles. They are 4.5 favorites at home versus Green Bay. This might be one of my favorite matchups of the entire weekend. Who are we looking at?
So these teams met in Brazil in week one.
That's right.
You know, that seems like about 4 years ago, doesn't it?
Jesus.
I mean, you know, I love the Eagles. They were my preseason Super Bowl pick. They rattled off like, they would have had like 14 wins in a row there if Hurts didn't go down against the Commanders and Kenny Pickett came in there.
Yeah.
Hurts is going to play. That's the big thing. People are talking about Jalen Hurts. He's got the concussion. Is he going to play? There's no way he's missing this game. The Eagles, they're dominant, right? And then on the Packers, they've been playing pretty well. They've been playing very good. They lost their last real game before they sat their starters against the Vikings, but other than that, have looked excellent. But on the injury front, they're going to be playing without Christian Watson. And while from the surface, this may not seem like a big deal, it actually is. If you look at the Packers' stats without Christian Watson on the field and with him on the field, it's a big difference. He's the only receiver that the Packers have that actually spread the field.
Yeah.
Without him, they just have a bunch of kind of like the same receivers. And against the number one ranked defense in the NFL, since week 10, the Eagles have the number one ranked pass defense, the number one ranked overall defense. And since week 10, Green Bay has the 28th worst defense by yards per game allowed. That's trouble spot for me. With Jalen Hurts coming back in, Saquon Barkley, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith. Eagles are healthy. Eagles are at home. I think I like the Eagles.
The Eagles have won 11 of their past 12. So the spread is 4.5. The Eagles have won 11 of their past 12 games by at least 5 points. They're beating up on every team. Jordan Love is dealing with a little bit of an elbow injury at the moment. Without Christian Watson, who you mentioned to stretch the field, he ranks second in the league in average depth of target. So who's going to be stretching the field now to open up those underneath routes to Jordan Reed, to Dobbs, et cetera, right?
Yep.
Eagles have an 8-1 home record. And you think about the Eagles, you're like, man, this is the team that just pounds a rock with Saquon Barkley going over 2,000 yards this season. It's like, well, did you realize that they do have like the number one defense in the entire league? I feel like people forget that.
Yeah.
You know, they're shutting teams down. So I think Green Bay is going to struggle a little bit here just due to Jordan Love and how healthy he is and missing that deep threat of Christian Watson going up against one of the best defenses in the league. The stats speak for themselves. And I think we got to take the Eagles here by 4.5 versus Green Bay.
Yeah. Eagles just don't have a weakness, right? So, all right, let's move on to the other side of the AFC. We have Los Angeles Chargers minus 2.5 favorites visiting the Houston Texans. What do you think here?
Well, I think I saw something online that Rex Ryan was calling this a bye week for the Chargers. And
rough.
I think I have to agree. Houston has not looked very dominant in any single one of their games this season. Even when they played the Lions and had 5 takeaways, the Lions still won that game.
Yeah, that's brutal.
I know it's against the Lions, but still, I think, you know, after we saw Stephon Diggs go down, Tank Dell go down, CJ Stroud is in this sophomore slump, and he seems to be struggling. The Chargers offense is 11th in the league in points per game. They're going up against Houston, who's 19th in points per game. Not very great. The Chargers are also first in the league in points per game. So we talked about how good Philly's defense is. Yes, they from a statistical perspective, they are, but from a points per game perspective, right. Chargers are number one in the league. Houston is 14th. Mm-hmm. So we have the 11th ranked offense and the first ranked defense versus a 19th ranked offense and a 14th ranked defense. Yep. Who has just lost? Tank Dell. So I think this is going to be a bit of a struggle for Houston here. And if you look at the two quarterbacks, Herbert has three interceptions all year.
Wow.
23 touchdowns. Stroud, 12 interceptions, 20 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. So I think Stroud, without having Tank Dell, there's going to be a few turnover opportunities against the number one defense. There's no way they can keep up and you can keep this close to 3 points.
Yeah, the Texans are really struggling. The last five games, their offense has scored 23, 20, 19, 2, and 20 points. They're struggling to get really to 20 points. And here's the stat. Since week 10, the Texans have the third worst yards per game for offense.
Yeah, I said, I saw this. They haven't beat a team with a winning record since October 6th.
They're struggling, man. And like you said with Stroud, you can just see it when he's playing. He's not comfortable. He's making mopey faces. He just doesn't have the weapons anymore. And surprisingly, the Texans' defense, which they once hung their hat on at the start of the season, the defense has allowed their 25th most yards since week 10. So their offense has gotten worse in the second half of the year. Their defense has gotten worse in the second half of the year. And the Chargers, they're playing some of their best football of the year. They just scored 34, 40, and 34 in their last three. They're 7-3 to end the season. So I see two teams trending in the opposite direction. And then when you look at the coaching, Jim Harbaugh, he's been to the Super Bowl before.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing. He is a solid coach, different than what the Chargers have had in the past with that clown that used to be in there calling those ridiculous plays. Mm. So I'm seeing that Jim Harbaugh with his pound the rock formula, Justin Herbert in the passing game have been coming on quite strong.
Yeah.
I like the Chargers to definitely win this game by three or more.
Yeah, J.K. Dobbins is questionable, but I think if he plays, this is an offense that is destined to be reckoned with. Mm-hmm. All right, next up on the slate, we have the Bucs. They are 2.5 favorites versus Washington. This is also a really interesting game. What do we think here?
So the Bucs, man, when you look at the Bucs stats, it is really impressive how they've been playing over the second half of the year.
Unbelievable.
And then the Commanders, they started the season amazingly. Everyone's like, oh, Jaden Daniels, MVP, rookie of the year. They went through a bit of a midseason slump. Now they have come out of it. They've won, I think they won their last five games, but they're winning very close one-score games. They beat the Cowboys, Falcons, the Eagles with Kenny Pickett, and the Saints by one score. So they're not blowing out team. They're not blowing teams out, and their competition is not great. Jaden Daniels is making his first playoff start, which you never know which way that's going to go. Then you go to the Bucs since week 10. So I'm looking at these second half stats because I want to bet on the teams in the form they're in. Right, since week 10, the Bucs have the second best offense in the NFL, only behind the Lions. Since week 10, the Bucs have the third best defense in the NFL, only behind the Ravens and Eagles. That is very, very impressive. Plus, they're playing at home. Then you have Tampa Bay with the NFL's third-ranked yards per carry on the ground against the Commanders, 28th-ranked yards per carry allowed. I see a lot of mismatches here. I see a red-hot Bucs team playing at home. I like the Bucs to win this game by a field goal or more.
Yeah, the Bucs are third in total yards, third in passing yards, fourth in rushing yards, fourth in points per game, first on third-down conversions. Man, Baker Mayfield is a man on a mission right now. And that is a guy, when you talk about C.J. Stroud and then you talk about Baker Mayfield, Baker Mayfield is a guy you can rally behind. Mm-hmm. I love his energy. You're right. I think the Bucs are going to dominate the time of possession because of their rushing offense that's up against that very poorly ranked rushing defense. I think they're just going to be able to move the ball on the ground with White and Irving. Mm-hmm. I think, and then anytime that Baker Mayfield needs to toss it up to Evans, who put up another 1,000-yard season again after missing like four games still, there's going to be too much, I think, playoff pressure for Jaden Daniels coming into a big game, rookie season. I think the Bucs easily take this by at least 2.5.
And I feel like people just continue to doubt the Bucs. They doubt Mayfield. I know they played in like a crappy division, but people doubted the Bucs last year. And look at what they did in the playoffs in 2023. They dominated the Eagles and barely lost to the Lions. So the Bucs can play in the playoffs. I've seen it, and I think they're going to do it again.
So Washington's strength is the running game, ranking third best in the league. The Bucs D is fourth against the run. So the ball is going to be in Jaden Daniels' hands.
Yeah.
I think that we're going to see some turnovers.
Yeah, I like the Bucs here by a field goal or more. All right, let's go to our fourth lock of the week. Before we make this pick, I just want to let you know, as always, we're making all of these picks on BlockBet. The link is in the description. It's the only betting place where you're going to find the best odds, massive combo boost. So if you parlay up all four of these games together, you're going to get like a 10 or 15% boost on your profit, which you're not going to get anywhere else, any other betting platform. So if you're going to be betting on football, you should be doing it via BlockBet via our link.
And if you are new to the platform, they also have a 200% deposit bonus of up to $5,000. And there is a wager competition going on right now where you can take part in up to $10,000 of an airdrop. So whoever wagers the most amount of money within our community alone will end up receiving an airdrop. So the top five people who wager over the course of the month up to January 31st will receive up to $10,000 in these block rewards.
Bet.
So bet. And we had the 75% accuracy. I mean, yeah. Now's a good time to smash these bets.
For sure. All right, let's go to our final lock, the fourth pick of the wild card weekend. We have the Rams +1.5. at home versus the Minnesota Vikings. What do you think here?
Okay, this is really interesting because when you look at the stats, Minnesota is better than the Rams in every category on both offense and defense. Mm-hmm. Every category. However, here's what I think. I think Minnesota's deflated after that last game against the Lions. Mm-hmm. I think what they could see, all right, we win this game, we have home field advantage, we get a bye week. You know what that turned into?
Yep.
Now they got to live life on the road for the rest of the playoffs. They don't get a bye week. That was a hard-hitting playoff-type game.
Yeah.
And they got absolutely decimated by the Lions. I think McVay was sitting back watching that game, and he sees the playbook now on how to maybe shut down that offense with the blitz and some man coverage instead of that zone and just letting, Darnold pick the holes.
Yeah.
So the Rams have won 6 of their last 7 games with Puka and Cooper in the lineup. Mm. You know, they beat the Bills during that stretch. So to me, I see a team that has to fly west after getting absolutely pounded by the Lions. I think they're mentally defeated, and I think the Rams can take this one.
Yeah, so I like the way the Rams. We've always liked the Rams this year. They're a really interesting team. Looking at the way they closed out the year, right? They won 5 in a row, but they rested their starters in the last week, so I'm not even going to talk about that game.
Yeah, exactly.
So they came into the end of the year 5-game win streak, and that is their defense allowed 9 points, 9 points, 6 points, and 14 points in 4 out of those 5 wins. So they're able to not just win games with their star-studded offense, they're winning games with their defense. And the other game they won in that 5-game winning streak was 44-42 against the Bills.
Yeah.
So they can win a shootout, and they can win a shutdown defensive game. And then when you look at the coach-quarterback combo here, so we have McVay, who's won a Super Bowl, with Stafford, who's won a Super Bowl. They won a Super Bowl together just 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And then we have O'Connell and Darnold. Okay, have these guys ever seen playoff success? Have they ever seen playoffs? I don't like that. I like McVay and Stafford. I like playoff Stafford. Talk about a guy like Baker Mayfield you can rally around. Here's a guy you can rally around.
100%.
Matt Stafford. So as long as Puka and Kupp are healthy, and we got Kyren Williams in there, again, yeah, looking at the matchups, it maybe looks like Minnesota has a slight advantage. Nothing crazy.
No, but yeah.
But I like the way that the Rams finished out the season, because the Rams, their stats aren't really accurate because they were missing a lot of guys
key pieces all year.
Yeah, so they're healthy, they're hot, they know they can beat any team by beating the Bills, they know they can shut down teams defensively, they're playing at home, they got the fires around LA to motivate them, you know what I'm saying?
So the Rams did actually beat them earlier in the season, 30-20 as well.
Yeah.
10-point victory.
I think, look, playoff Stafford, playoff McVay, Rams 1.5 at home, I like this.
Yeah, we're taking the Rams as underdogs here.
Yep.
All right, so that's our locks for the week. We got the Rams as underdogs versus the Vikings. We had the Bucs as favorites, 2.5 versus Washington. We had the Chargers, 2.5 favorites at Houston. And then we had the Eagles as 4.5 favorites versus Green Bay at home. If you guys like this episode, make sure you smash the like button. Make sure you do all your betting on BlockBet for the best odds. And then tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.